This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Exciting day! Exciting day! I'm not excited it is for you all, but for me and a bunch of Toro University of Nevada students, we are going to try and break the world's record today. I am, like, so excited. This is something I have always wanted to do as a little girl. So about a year ago, I decided to look at the Guinness Book of World Record and, you know, try to see what records haven't been done from a health perspective. And you guys get credit for this because I was on air and I saw that a bunch of people were, I guess, standing in line with a stethoscope, and they made a world record. 250 people stood in line with a stethoscope, beat the world record. They were, I think they were trying to raise awareness for some sort of cardiac condition, and I, unfortunately, I don't really remember what the article was about. I just remember people standing around with a stethoscope. I mean, I make my students walk around with stethoscopes. I make them walk around in their coats. I make them do a whole bunch of things. So, I looked up, what about blood pressures? I like going out, doing these health fairs, and, you know, giving, like, free, you know, health screens to people. And so one thing we're doing at my university, Toro University of Nevada, is we have this big, like, mobile clinic. It's very, very cool. It's like an RV where you could see patients on it. And we could, like, take that out anywhere we want to. So I'm like, well, why don't we take it out and we check as many blood pressures as we can? That could be pretty cool. And we take it out, obviously. But that, I think, was already beat. That world's record, I think, was in the thousands. And I believe it was done in India. I have to double check. Right, what about checking the pulses? Because you guys know I'm very big on pulse. All right, that's why we have the Peek at Your Pulse campaign. Check your pulse. Make sure your resting pulse is lower. A lower resting pulse is good. If your resting pulse is a little higher, and we've talked about how the average pulse rate could be anywhere from 60 to 100, but, you know, we really want you under 75 for most age groups and sex. And if you end up, not while you're having sex, I know, yeah, my pulse drops during sex, but that's a different subject for a different day. Anyway, if you're, you know, roughly under 75, you're looking pretty good. If you're in the 60s, you're looking damn good, assuming you don't have any heart disease that's causing you to have a lower heart rate. If you're starting to be above the 80s, 90s when you first wake up in the morning, that could be an issue that you may have some heart problems later on down the line. So go and get yourself checked. Make sure your heart doesn't have to overwork more than it needs to. So I decided to look that up, and nobody's ever done that. Nobody has ever done a world's record on checking pulses, right, in a certain amount of time. And so in order to make a world's record, you have to at least have 250. Well, you know how easy it is to check a pulse? I've taught you all how to check a pulse, right? Yeah, you find your carotid artery in your neck, your brachial artery in your antecubital fossa in the inner part of your arm, your radial artery under your thumb, in your wrist. You can even find your dorsalis pedis, okay, pedis with a D, or dorsalis pedis artery on the top of your foot. Check your pulse that way. You can check your pulse a whole variety of ways. I'm not that limber first thing in the morning, right, which, so I really can't get my foot up that high to check my pulse. But basically, you feel it, you time it. After about 10 seconds, multiply that by 6, however many beats you picked up, that's your pulse. If you could do it for 15 seconds, even better. Look at it for 15 seconds, multiply it by 4. Now, in medical school, I would just listen for 6 seconds and multiply it by 10 because that was a heck of a lot faster because I could multiply by 10 better than 6. But anyway, these are ways to find your pulse. So if you notice you had 7 beats, right, during that 6-second period, you multiply that by 10, your pulse is 70. That's how you do it. So anyway, this is what we're doing. So at Toro University, Nevada, we're going to have a whole bunch of students checking people's pulses. Now, we have 8 hours to do this. The problem is that I got to teach class. The students have to teach class. So we're going to try to do this within an hour. And, you know, having as many people testing the pulses, et cetera, this could be pretty damn cool. I've never done this. I've never tried to attempt the world's record, but wow, very awesome. And, you know, I suggest you guys, you know, take a look at the Guinness Book of World Records website. Look at some of these things. I mean, it's not just about the world's tallest person or the world's ugliest cat. Oh, it's interesting. There's this cat. I guess it's really, really ugly. And everybody's giving, everybody's like online being so cruel to this cat. And the woman is like, wait a second, you know, this cat is my best friend. You know, cut the cat some slack. And, you know, I look at my cats and I think my cats are absolutely gorgeous. But my guess is when I post a picture of Shaky Boo or Saji or Snowball or Snappy Tushy, if I put, yeah, I have a cat named Snappy. We call her Snappy Tushy. Snappy Tushy! Snappy Tushy, what are you doing? Snappy Tushy, please! Anyway, so when we put pictures of them, I'm sure everybody's like, I don't even know why Talia loves that cat. It's a funny-looking cat. It's because they're your babies. So anyway, you know, there's a whole variety of different, you know, records out there. And so, you know, I strongly urge you guys to check it out. It will cost money, you know, to do a record. You got to, you know, obviously put a lot of organization in it. You have to show a lot of evidence. You can't just say, look, you know, I made the longest burp. And, you know, there's got to be evidence. There's got to be a judge or an independent witness. So it's really fascinating how the Guinness Book of World Records does it because, I mean, for them to put their seal of approval, it being a world's record, they need to know that it, you know, that it really, you know, happened. And it, I believe about a year or two ago, I think a year ago, somebody in Las Vegas made the biggest balloon animal out of a bunch of balloons. And look great. I think the judge was out there and everything. It was fascinating. So pretty exciting stuff. All right, so I'll let you guys know how it goes and if we beat the record. And again, if we don't beat the record, it's just because I got to teach class today. The students have to go back to class. Apparently, university kind of frowns upon you skipping class, right, you know, to try to beat a world's record. But, you know, if all we need is at least that 250 pulses, that's awesome. And for any of you guys that think you want to try to beat us, nah, because, you know, we're going to do it again when we don't have class. We'll pick a day when there's no class. Maybe we'll make a Dr. Dahlia holiday. And on the Dr. Dahlia holiday at the university, everybody's off to do a Guinness Book of World's Record. I think it's cool. But again, raises awareness. And reminds you guys to check your pulse. It is so easy, and it's so life-saving. All right, guys, a poop storm is about to happen as the state of California has had to release information on cell phones and cancer risk. The debate continues. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Mackenzie and Manny who are working the dials today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We are really, really excited. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also want to welcome our newest affiliate, WVWI in Charlotte Amalie, Virgin Islands. I knew we had listeners in the Virgin Islands. I knew it because they were calling in, they were emailing, and I was like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you guys for tuning in. Love having you guys. I believe they listen on AM 1000 down there. Okay, so a poop storm is about to happen when it comes to cell phones and cancer risk. And this debate has been going on back and forth. And there's, you know, a study talking about rats getting brain cancer. Then another study says no link to human cancer with cell phone risk. And meanwhile, you and I are sleeping with our cell phones. We're going to the bathroom with our cell phones. We take our cell phones everywhere. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'm ready for somebody to just come out and finally put it on the line, smack their hand down on the table, and tell us, do we have to worry or not? Well, looks like this is going to happen pretty soon, because things are about to get ugly. Apparently in California, a Superior Court judge has ruled that the state must release papers discussing the possible risks of long-term cell phone use. Now, I learned about this from KABC. I was on with Doug McIntyre and Leanne in the morning on KABC Radio, and they had told me that there were documents, right, that I guess were written by the state's Environmental Health Investigations Branch, and this is also being reported by sanfrancisco.cbslocal.com, where the state's Environmental Health Investigations Branch, right, had written some documents that are believed to contain cell phone radiation warnings and recommendations for public use. But the state refused to hand them over when it was requested by a director at University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health. This director is Dr. Joel Moskowitz, PhD. He turned around and sued the state under the California Public Records Act. Now, Moskowitz is director at the Center for Family and Community Health at UC Berkeley School of Public Health. And he explained to KPIX5 that the reason he sued is the following. I would like this document to see the light of day because it will inform the public that there is concern within the California Department of Public Health that cell phone radiation is a risk. He says it will also provide them with some information about how to reduce those risks. When he was asked why he thought the state was trying to suppress the document, he said, quote, they claim that this would lead to chaos and confusion among the public. He says, I suspect that they were afraid of the reaction from the telecommunications industry should they publish this document. He said, in fact, they even argued that in their brief. So a Superior Court judge had to get involved. And a tentative ruling that occurred on Friday, the judge found that the documents are, in fact, public record, and the public should have a right to see it. The judge states that there is significant public interest in the Department of Public Health's investigation into those risks associated with cell phone use and advising the public to those risks. Now, Moskowitz has cited new research that finds a significant relationship between cell phone use of 10 or more years and increased brain tumor risk. All right, so now, what do I think? Okay, which is really, you know, the crux of this, right? Look, this is my show. All right, so if this is my show, I get to sit and, you know, obviously discuss what I want to discuss. I think something's up. But I'm not in panic mode yet, because cell phones have been out now for a while, and cell phone use has been rampant, such that if we've had millions of people being exposed to cancer-causing rays, wouldn't we see tons of cancer cases? However, okay, we need to be careful with that theory, because cancer could take years to develop. Okay, and these cell phones are also getting fancier and fancier. So if somebody is going to be at risk for a type of cancer 15, 20 years down the line, it's still too early to say. So I don't think we're at the point where we could say cell phones cause cancer, especially brain cancer, and scare everybody to not use their cell phone. But I will put all my money, on the table, bet it all, that there are some harmful risks associated with cell phone use. And I think a lot of us can kind of agree with that. So, what's been going on? Okay, well, you know, first, okay, whenever you do something very judiciously and obsessively, all right, nature seems to bite us in the butt. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my phone is next to my bed. I have the ringer off. But I could hear the vibrations in case somebody is calling so I could pick it up. And remember, you know, having had my practice, okay, you know, the on-call, you know, physician or the answering service has to reach me. And since I was always first call, I needed to be able to be woken up by my phone. Yes, I could have a landline next to me, but the cell phone is easier. So I always slept next to my cell phone, right? I take the cell phone with me when I go eat. I have the cell phone in my pocket. I take the cell phone. I have the cell phone right here next to me in the studio. When I teach my students, I have the cell phone. When I go potty, I take my cell phone. If it wasn't for my phone possibly not being waterproof, I would have my phone with me in the shower. And listen, you guys would too. I know there's a lot of you out there that would that have thought, I wish I could have my cell phone in the shower. And you guys are taking quicker showers so you could get out and go to your cell phone. I know you're doing it now. That's good because it saves water. But, I mean, what the hell is wrong with us? We're so obsessed. So what are cell phones emitting? Now, they emit radio waves. Now, when we look at radiation, we got ionized, we got the ionizing and then the non-ionizing radiation. And cell phones emit the non-ionizing type. All right, so ionizing radiation, what we see with X-rays, cosmic rays, radon, and we know these are linked to cancer. They're high frequency, they're very high energy form. Yet radio waves, microwaves, visible light, infrared lasers, UV light, non-ionizing. Now, UV light, okay, has been linked to cancer. Can damage DNA, UVA, UVB has been linked to skin cancer. So, just because it's a non-ionizing form of radiation doesn't mean it's harmless. So that's something to think about. All right, now what have some of the studies seen? Okay, so remember we talked about last May where there was a study in rats. And they found rats exposed to the radio frequency radiation that cell phones emit for 7 to 9 hours a day, 7 days a week, were more prone to develop malignant gliomas, which are malignant brain tumors. And they were also found to have tumors of the heart. For those of you guys that didn't listen to that show last May, where the hell were you? I mean, come on, people. Okay, I did not give you an excuse to miss class that day. You should have been listening to my show. And we talked about that. Now, the study was never intended to be translated to human risk, but it made a lot of headlines. Now, back in 2011, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer classified cell phone use and other radio frequency electromagnetic fields as, quote, possibly carcinogenic to humans. So that also got all of our panties all up in a bunch. However, if you guys go to the, which is one of my favorite websites, the National Cancer Institute, they really calm us down and quell our fears, okay? They go through a whole variety of studies that found, and I'm not going to go through all of these because of time, but like, for example, they looked at a study of 358,000 cell phone subscribers in Denmark, and there was no association with glioma, meningioma, acoustic neuroma, or any of these brain tumors of cell phone subscribers for over 13 years. They looked at the Million Women study. They looked at the Interphone study. So these were tons of different studies that they looked at. And they report that we have multiple agencies like the FDA, the CDC, the FCC, the American Cancer Society. So we have all these agencies say the evidence is not strong enough. Okay? There's not enough scientific evidence to establish a link between cancer and cell phone use, and everybody kind of words this a little differently. Now, the American Cancer Society says it does need to be investigated further. All right? The National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences says the evidence is not conclusively linked cell phone use to cancer. So then what the heck did they find in California? Now, between you and me, I don't like to have my cell phone near me. My ear warms up. My head gets hot. So I know it emits heat, and there's been studies showing that brain activity changes on the side of the phone where the phone hits the head. So when we come back, I'll tell you guys how we should approach this with cell phones and cancer. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, in the previous segment, what we were talking about, just to get you guys all up to speed, is this debate on cell phones and cancer has been kind of going back and forth for a while, and it's been quiet for close to a year. There was a study that had come out last May saying they found cell phones to increase the risk of brain tumors and heart tumors in rats that were using their cell phones 7 to 9 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that had concerned and freaked people out. But you had major agencies come out saying, look, guys, there's not enough evidence. Do not panic about this. These agencies included the CDC, the FCC, the FDA. And so we all calmed down. And we're still using our cell phones. We Pokemon Go'd for a while. I'm still playing my Candy Crush. We're Facebook Living. We're Tindering. We're Grindering. We're doing whatever the heck we're doing with our phones. And we just went back to, you know, our everyday business. Yet, what ended up happening last Friday was a judge ruled in California that the state must release papers discussing risk of cell phone use that we believe holds information discussing their risks and warnings that the environmental health branch of the environmental health investigations branch had compiled and recommended. However, they were kept under wraps until Dr. Moskowitz, who heads the director of Center for Family and Community Health at UC Berkeley School of Public Health, sued the state to get these released. Something like this could hold a lot of evidence justifying our need to stay away from our cell phones or put these cell phones down or protect the public from the possible risk of cell phone and use. And so this could be this could be chaotic. It can be. And so we still don't know what's in this, what are in these papers. All right. You know, just because the judge urged that the reports be handed over doesn't mean that happens right away. So we have no idea what's going on. And so, you know, many of us have been going to the internet and trying to find, you know, any information just to, you know, just to kind of appease our minds, because I've been using my cell phone judiciously. I had a BlackBerry, I believe, about 8 years ago. Played around with that, didn't like it. As soon as I had a smartphone where I was able to kind of see a screen and take selfies. So I've been basically using my cell phone, right, for 7 years, judiciously, obsessively. And so I'm a little worried. Now, what I said earlier was if cell phones cause cancer to the degree that we may suspect they do, then we probably would be seeing a lot more cases. I'm sure we would have heard about it by now. Okay? Now, you have had some anecdotal cases where people said, yes, my brain tumor was because that's the side that I hold my cell phone on. You know, I got a brain tumor on the right, and I hold my cell phone on the right. You know, and so I mean, we've heard cases like that, but very sporadically. I mean, for the millions upon millions of people that are using cell phones, you would think if they really caused cancer, we would see, God forbid, you know, a huge spike in meningiomas, gliomas, astrocytomas, a whole variety of different brain tumors, right? Or tumors in the heart, chest, testicle. You know, we put our phones in our front pocket. But we haven't. We haven't heard that yet. But then again, it still is too early. I've only had my cell phone now for 7 years. Okay, is that enough time to cause some, you know, a tumor to grow and actually be as visible, you know, and causing symptoms? You know, maybe it needs to, take 20 years. We don't know. So the national, if you go to cancer.gov or the National Cancer Institute, they have a whole slew of information. If you go to my website, I've also written an article on this as well. Go to drdahlia.com or go to my Facebook and Twitter page. But there's a lot more detail at the Nevada Cancer Institute's website, so please check that out. And they go through all the different studies. And apparently, there is a one of their segments or subsections are what studies are underway that will help further our understanding of possible health effects of cell phone use. Well, right now, there's a study called COSMOS. It's a large prospective cohort study of cell phone use and its possible long-term health effects. This was launched in Europe in March 2010. It enrolled 290,000 cell phone users aged 18 years or older, and will follow them for 20 to 30 years. That's what kind of a cohort study does, as opposed to a cross-sectional analysis where we just look at a population, take a cross-section of it, and see what happened to them, or a retrospective where we see somebody with a brain tumor, or we take a group of people with brain tumors and go back and look at how much they use their cell phone. That would be like a retrospective study. So cohort kind of means moving forward. So they've enrolled close to 300,000 cell phone users that are over the age of 18, and they are going to follow them for 20 to 30 years. Now, this started back in March 2010. So obviously, we still have some time to go. However, they could still update us on some of their findings. So by the year 2020, we'll already be at the 10-year mark from this study. Not fast enough for you or I, but we would be able to get some data. So for those of us looking at this going, okay, well, at least they started, you know, back in 2010. So at least, you know, somebody got their act together. Okay? Of course, we have to be careful with recall bias. Recall bias can occur when, you know, people are surveyed and they have to fill out questionnaires. Maybe they don't remember, you know, what they did in terms of cell phone use. Maybe somebody who has a brain tumor may not remember as well. So there could be some inaccurate reporting. There could be some participation bias. So we got to be very, very careful with any of these studies that look at, surveys. However, if they are looking at a bunch of healthy people and then following them, then that's, you know, that's helpful. I don't know about any other studies at this time. I do know that they are looking deeper into that rat study, where the rats had formed malignant gliomas, malignant brain tumors, and heart tumors. So I know the multiple little studies that have come out hinting that there are some issues, there are still follow-up studies on those. We just don't have them yet. And we're waiting to see what this research was found from the Environmental Health Investigations Branch in California. You know, the fact that it wasn't released is very odd, and the fact that somebody had to sue from UC Berkeley to get it to be released, to me, is very concerning. Because if the report said, nah, no big deal, we're good, well, then fine, let us know about that. If the report said, nah, there's something bad, release that too. Let us know. All right, so what to do? All right, well, first, okay, this radio frequency energy, like I said, okay, can have the potential to cause issues. We just haven't quantified that yet. We don't know how, to what degree. All right. But overall, it's the type of radiation that should not be as dangerous as others. So, you know, that puts some of our minds at ease. Personally, I would say have shorter conversations on your cell phone. You know, I never call my mom on my cell phone. I may call her from the car. I have a 45-minute commute to get from across town from my studio to Truro University where I teach. That's the best time to call my mom. For 45 minutes, she could yell and scream while I'm in my car. I could even, you know, be making, you know, eye-rolling hand gestures. She doesn't see it. All right? So I mean, at least I'm not on my cell phone having that exposure. I do not put my cell phone in my pocket. I don't want it near my ovaries. I would suggest not having your cell phone near your testicles. Is there any proof that it causes testicular cancer? No. But it does heat things up. And there has been discussion of fertility issues for those of you that want to be able to impregnate your lady. Warmth may hurt sperm motility and sperm production. So keep those cell phones away from the front of your pocket. All right, I'm a little bit worried about it. I got a tumor in my butt, so I leave it away from my butt pocket as well. I carry it in my purse. I always have it around. But, you know, try to keep it, try to, you know, not, you know, be on your cell phone all the time having it hug your head. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, things like this are such an embarrassment to the healthcare profession, and I'm overwhelmed when I see something like this, and I want to kick this guy's butt so bad. A male nurse has been charged with secretly taping 8 female patients while they underwent treatment. This was at a dermatology center in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. James Close, was charged Monday with 43 counts, including child pornography, after cops said he taped a 17-year-old while she was undergoing phototherapy. The 45-year-old Peeping Tom was caught earlier this month secretly taping the teen. The girl noticed the cell phone had been slipped under the curtain where she was naked and being treated. She was really upset, freaking out. Cops arrested him February 13th, and he was charged with taping the underage girl. A subsequent investigation of Close's phone found that the male nurse had secretly recorded seven other female patients between January and his mid-February arrest. He had done this to these individuals, according to, it looks like, I'm trying to see if this is the, Lower Makefield Police Chief Kenneth Caluzzi. According to Caluzzi, he said he has done this to these individuals several times, and he was employed at Penn Medicine Dermatology. Unsure for how long. The University of Pennsylvania Overseas Medical Center has been cooperating with authorities. A spokesman for the school didn't immediately return a call for the comment. He is a licensed practical nurse, is being held on $100,000 bail before his arraignment Tuesday. I'm beside myself. And it's rare that these things happen, but it seems to me like every few months we hear of somebody being an absolute sicko, taping patients. And now that we have so many modes and ways where we could record people, now that technology has such a way, I mean, even drones freak me out a little bit. You know, I don't go into my backyard and try to tan, naked so I don't have tan lines. I don't care about tan lines at my age. But when I was younger, you know, I thought, you know, my little backyard area, nobody was going to see. Unless NASA up there in the sky, now with drones, you have no privacy. If you have a window open, okay, and the curtain's open, and you're in your bedroom, and there's a wall that your apartment faces, so you're like, nobody will see, a drone can. And so, you know, we're starting to have to be a society where we just don't take off our clothes or anything that we think could be videotaped or caught on camera. We take precautions, and I think we're becoming a very paranoid society. Now, some of you say, well, I'm not. I don't care. Let the drone see me. Me, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for a drone to see me running around in my underwear, right, or coming out of a shower naked trying to find a towel. I'm not ready for that. And so we close up. I mean, I have the drapes closed until I think I am perfectly fine and ready and dressed and my makeup's on, and then I open up the drapes or the mini blinds or whatever. And in medical offices, too. I mean, that's really frightening. For you to be getting some sort of therapy on acne or on a skin condition that you have, and of course you have to be undressed for that, to think, right, that somebody could be sitting there videotaping you is frustrating. There was a doctor in town who was videotaping pelvic exams. And he even had sex with, I believe, one of his patients and videotaped that too. And, the person had no idea they were being videotaped, but it's very frightening. And I here as a doctor, you know, on air, trying to make you guys feel comfortable to go to the doctor, you know, go and get those hemorrhoids checked, go and get your cholesterol checked. It's going to be okay. You know, this is how we doctors, you know, will proceed. This is, you know, what the procedure is like. And here I am trying to make you guys feel comfortable. And then some idiot like this, some sick Peeping Tom, psycho, sicko, pornographic son of a whatever, you know, does something like this. And, you know, nobody trusts the medical field. And it's very frustrating. So, not sure what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Florida woman is accused of practicing medicine without a license. All right? She told Jacksonville News Station that the alleged crime was just a misunderstanding and denied that she ever provided medical care to her company's clients. However, investigators revealed that Amy Suzanne Pullman was arrested after being released posting $50,000 bond, signed a do not resuscitate order, and performed a physical exam on an applicant while employed by Ponte Verde Home Care. Deputies told the news outlet that the 48-year-old woman claimed to be a registered nurse, to have a PhD, and to be an advanced registered nurse practitioner when she was hired by the company as a nurse administrator in October 2015. Pullman reportedly provided documents alleging she had a nursing license, and her job duties included writing patient care plans, visiting clients, and assisting with marketing. Her accusers alleged that she began offering medical care to her patients as her client base grew. So, according to Pullman, the auspices under which I worked, as well as my agreement with my partners, was completely legal. Nothing hidden or not discussed from the beginning. Now, she's charged with performing a physical exam on an applicant of the home care company, and detectives are investigating her case because she did not obtain a doctorate degree and did not have any degree in nursing or any record of a medical license. Apparently, there's also an award displayed in her office from Mayo Clinic, and that was falsified. Yeah, I cannot imagine. I never had an office where patients would come in, sit down, and see all my accolades and all my certificates and all my credentials. I guess doctors used to have to do that in the olden days. So people would feel secure. People would feel like, okay, they were educated, et cetera. See, me, I'm an open book. All my education is online. So everybody knows where I trained, you know, with the exception of my grades. I'm trying to get so I can post it. You guys know what I did get in medical school? Because if I remember correctly, they're pretty damn good. All my certificates and awards, my radio awards, my medical awards, I'm not a show off like that. I don't want to sit there and hang those up. And I never had enough square footage to have an office. You know, most of us doctors, we see you now in the patient rooms. And so in the olden days, you get to sit down, which I liked better, to be honest, where you sat down and talked to the provider when you were dressed. He would go over your exam, tell you his plan, and you got to see all his accolades on the walls. Well, now it's not like that. They see you and they go, look, you know, just, you know, call the medical board, find out whatever you want. If you don't want to see me, fine. I got other patients to see. It's very different these days. But now I never thought of having something from, you know, having the feeling from the Mayo Clinic. That's pretty nice. But I would never have thought to, you know, you falsify something like that. You just decorate your office with stuff from Harvard and Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins and UCLA. Would have never, I don't understand why people would do that. Tanning beds, all right? Skin cancer from tanning beds cost the U.S. $343 million per year. And 30 million people use tanning beds, 25% of whom are teenagers. They head to tanning beds at least once a year. They say the healthcare costs of the habit can add up, and health economists report a new study showing that the UVA rays, which cause damage to DNA, which we've talked about, and the UVB rays, which can burn the skin and cause increased risk of skin cancer, all right, can increase your risk of melanoma up to 75% if you use these before age 35. Absolutely, I did. I use tanning beds all the time. You guys have seen how white I am. Lord have mercy. Everybody wants to give me a transfusion because they think I'm anemic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.